Amanda Martinez, A-M-A-N-D-A Martinez. Today's 5/24. She was born 5/15/84. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number one, diarrhea. Number two, nausea. Number three, headache. Number four, stomach pain. Number five, I don't feel good. Patient is a 38-year-old woman with history of known diverticulosis, diverticulitis. About a year ago when she had severe diverticulitis, she had to spend 4 days in the hospital, period. She's been feeling nauseous but hasn't vomited. She hasn't had any spiking temp at this time, period. In the paragraph, she got sick 3 days ago with severe abdominal pain and cramping, period. Patient's urinalysis today is totally negative. The pain appears to be on the right side, which is somewhat peculiar in face of acute diverticulitis, period. Allergy, non-medications, non-surgery, complete hysterectomy, tubal ligation. Last period under social, 2013. She smokes. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. Medical problems, history, DVT, immunization. Did not get her immunization for COVID. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Family history is positive for lung cancer, grandmother, breast cancer, grandmother, no hypertension, no diabetes reported. 203 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 1682, 129 over 53, heart positive, home positive, two lungs, clear, abdomen soft, but there's definite tenderness right lower quadrant, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. Abdominal ultrasound shows very gassy abdomen, very tender right lower quadrant. Abdomen, number two, urinalysis is negative. Number three, gallbladder appears normal. Number four, we also checked her thyroid because of the cyst that was present last August. The cyst has definitely increased in size. It's almost at 1 centimeter, which requires for a patient to see endocrinologist. Next numbers will do that as soon as patient's condition stabilizes. Next numbers, in face of right-sided abdominal pain, severe nausea and pain, patient needs a CT scan immediately. Next number, send patient to the emergency room for a CT scan now. Next number, patient doesn't want to go because she wants to go to her son's graduation at 6 p.m. and it's 1 o'clock. I told her it's very important to make sure she doesn't have an abscess and or hot appendix before we treat her for diverticulitis. She understands this and going to the emergency room right away to get a CBC, chemistry, and CT of the abdomen. Patient is going to Texas Emergency Hospital, abdominal. KUB is nonspecific today. So is the ultrasound, as was noted above. Thank you.